Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've been talking about technology and all different things that have been happening in advancement. And we've talked about how they're making artificial organs and growing skin. Well, here, the day of RoboCop, I don't know, this is an old school movie. I don't know. How many, 20 years? I don't know how long that movie is.
That was a long time ago.
I was a youngster. But in that movie, the very little I remember, I don't even remember, it was a good one. So, no disclaimer here. BC, before Christ days. But it was a robot and man, or some sort of humanoid. It was like, he was a cop. He was a patrol person, and he was a robot. Mm-hmm. And it was this latest technology. And as a kid, you're watching this thinking, oh man, the future, that's going to be mm-hmm. so cool. Folks, I think the future has arrived. DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, unveils one of the world's most advanced humanoid robots. This robot, Pat and Chris, mm-hmm. he's 6'2", weighs 330 pounds, according to Fox here,
oh, wow.
and has arms that stretch wider than a car. Okay. The defense contractors basically on Thursday of last week unveiled one of the most advanced humanoid robots ever built as part of their virtual robotic challenge. This is amazing. They say the giants are controlled by a human operator who guides the sensors, hydraulics, and limbs through the range of natural motions. This is the military saying this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a military combat robot. This is to be prepared for war, okay? He can walk upstairs, stay upright after getting hit with heavy weights. Now, we do have a video that has no sound, so we won't want to play it on air, but we will put it for you in the torch. But listen to this. It has heavy weights and climbs over and around obstacles in his path and ultimately boosts the ability of first responders in a disaster scenario. As they say, he may ultimately do that. Mm. But they show in the video like this 20-pound medicine ball bag, like a pendulum swinging,
yeah.
trying to knock this robot off, and it just doesn't knock him off of his walk.
All right.
He's walking this huge 6'2", 330-pound humanoid robot's walking, and they put like a 2x4 on the floor, mm-hmm. steps right over it.
Yeah. Or avoids it.
He just sidestepped it. I mean, this is amazing. Amazing what this technology is doing. And I mean, there's so many components that we had really start thinking about, oh my goodness, the future, what does this entail? We're sending robots to war and fight, and the human factor here, and yeah. what if these
drones? I mean, come on.
I mean, we are living in definite Jetsons era here, but
yeah.
it opens up a whole other can of worms of, my goodness, you know, who's controlling these things, and where are they going to be aimed mm-hmm. at, and what if this stuff misfires and has an electrical, you know, meltdown, and it starts attacking like some of the stuff you see in the movies. I mean, really, you think about it. They're making them. And you're going to see over the next 5 years, Ray Kurzweil, who's basically created, found out and studied the mind. He's a futurist, an inventor. A lot of his predictions about the future and technology have been well documented, and they've come to pass. He actually leads up a scientific department there for Google now that they actually created a mind, a robotic mind, software, I think, after they've studied the mind. And he wrote a book, How to Create a Mind.
Wow.
And what they're trying to do is connect, you know, computers and technology that actually think like humans. I mean, we're going to be so dependent, they're saying, on this technology that when you go to turn off the computer, it's going to talk back to you and say, please don't turn me off. I mean, think about that. Please right. don't turn me off. And you're starting to get introduced to that slightly with the notifications on your phone. Right now, you get a little notification if someone posts something on Facebook, or you get a text, or your app does something, or you have a reminder. A notification is a text or an alarm signifying to you that something's happening in your world, whether it's someone put a comment on your Facebook, or like I said, For Pat, it'll bling when he has to go and do his 25 sit-ups real quick. You know, he'll get up and do those. And
yeah, I'll just keep snoozing that one.
Well, all those things happen, but can you imagine when actual voice starts activating?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Siri a question the other day on my iPhone, and she talked back. I was like, I don't like that. really weird. Mm-hmm. But this is what it's going to, and just opens up a whole can of worms. But listen, technology is good as long as we use it for good. And technology is amoral, neither good or bad. It all depends how you use it. And we really have to be alert and be open. I mean, at some point, I would imagine it would be definitely time to get off the grid. We're almost at that point now. But there's so many things that are out there. It's only going to be, I mean, at exponential growth right now, it's just going to absolutely explode. I mean, you're going to have so much technology and doing so many different things and helping so many people that it's just going to be more advanced and more commonplace. And not everything that's going to be technologically advanced and easier for you to do is going to be good. Did you know this? Listen, they're going to get rid of bank tellers one day. I mean, I have your bank teller. I'm sorry. I hope this doesn't happen to you, but... Listen, I don't go to the bank much. I don't do these things, but I had an opportunity to go deposit this check at an ATM.
Uh-huh.
Write the check out, fill the information out, insert deposit, and man, that thing's available immediately. Mm. I was shocked. I'm thinking, you gotta be kidding. I mean, without a human interaction.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you're seeing all these different things happen. We just want to be alert, and we just want to be on the upfront of everything that's going on, because if we're not careful, you can be taken away in technology into a path that you did not want to go and open all sorts of doors for evil. And you got to look at how to protect your family, because all that glitters is not gold, and all that's great in technology may not be great in terms of God, the kingdom, and what you know you're trying to do as you raise your family.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.